The machinists at Manitowoc Cranes walked off the job almost a month ago after the company inserted language into a contract proposal that's similar to what the governor included in his contentious collective bargaining law. The company's proposal would require the union to take annual recertification votes just to exist. Dave Betcher with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers says he's been negotiating a variety of contracts for 15 years and never saw anything like this until Governor Walker proposed it.
This language is right out of Act 10 and was put into a private company, and there are charges being filed as an unfair labor practice.
Another piece of the contract proposal would make union membership voluntary. That's the defining feature of so-called right-to-work laws that exist in 22 other states. Unions and Democrats worry that if Manitowoc is successful in this labor dispute, the practice could be mirrored at other businesses. A representative for the company did not return a call yesterday, but told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last month that federal labor mediation would likely be used to resolve the dispute. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.